the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11, verses 20 through 24. And again, the title for my preaching is A Gospel Wake-Up Call. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to reproach towns where most of his mighty deeds had been done, since they had not repented. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented in sackcloth and ashes. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I tell you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. The Gospel of the Lord. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! Jesus is out to get our attention. This is a gospel wake-up call. The people of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum have gone before us, and today they are our teachers. The attitude of these villagers could be summed up this way. I've got my mind made up. Don't bother me with the facts. Not even the mighty deeds of God right before their very eyes could alter their fixed view of the world. Not even the mighty deeds of God in their very midst could penetrate the blindness induced by their closed-mindedness. If we are honest with ourselves, we are not strangers to this reality. We too know what it is like to cling to the certainty of our familiar patterns and habits, to cling to the world in which we feel safe and secure, even if that sense of security is an illusion. Holding on to what is known seems far more sensible than risking the uncertainty of change, of opening our minds and hearts to something new, and yes, something unknown. Yet, it is this very fear of change, of opening to the unknown of God, that keeps us mired in thinking and behavior that literally closes us off from God's life within us. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida. Today is a day to repent. Today is the day to turn from my small, egocentric worldview to God's worldview. I have a saying on my desk to help me remember to walk through fear. It is a quote by Eleanor Roosevelt, and it is simply this. She says, do one thing that scares you every day. Today, do one thing that scares you and awaken to the mighty deeds of God in our midst.